Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode. I'm not a big fan of part-time associates, okay, for a couple of reasons. One is you're sharing them with somebody else, okay, and nobody likes to share anything. Well, I'm not into that kind of thing, okay, number one. Number two, you don't have control of the messaging and what they're doing somewhere else. We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple and dentistry should be simple. Welcome everybody to another episode of the Dentistry Made Simple podcast. I was told I wasn't allowed to clap, so I'm going to Hercules. I don't know how many of you guys have seen the Eddie Murphy movie. For some reason, that just sticks out to me that they're sitting at the dinner table and Hercules. Have you ever seen that, Meredith?
No, I don't watch movies.
You're probably too young to know what movie I'm talking about, for God's sakes. You're probably like, who's Eddie Murphy?
No, I know who that is. All I just don't watch a lot of movies.
Well, you just lost everybody's credibility.
Sorry.
Okay. Anyway, listen.
I don't have time.
We had a dentist send us a question. In fact, he's actually going to be in the summer 2024 mastermind, but he has some things that he wants to work on. And so, you know, we're happy to, you know, once you're in the family, you're in the family. So we're going to work with you, help you get there. We may not be able to work as closely as we want with you until the time starts, but we can kind of get things started. And he had a question revolving around when to bring in an associate and how to structure that. So we're going to talk about that in this week's episode. But before we get into it, let me turn it over to Mare Bear, my semi co-host who is here today, and she can talk about God knows what.
Yeah. And who knows, right? Well, I just wanted to mention that this kind of question kind of came in at a good time because it just so happens that we kind of just walked through one of our current masterminders with the same scenario and question. So that kind of worked out. But if you are interested in the mastermind, we do have a couple spots left starting in July of 2024. And that 6-month kickoff coaching program wraps up in December of 2024. And then if you choose to continue with our advanced mastermind, where we start to work with your team, you'll continue that into 2025. So being said, let's get started with one of our future masterminders on the email that he sent. So I'm just going to give you guys a little bit of background on him and his practice. He's 6 years out of school. He bought a practice in North Carolina in January of 2020.
Right before COVID.
Yeah, right before. From a 75-year-old
dentist. I love how
people
dentist. Say COVID hit.
Yeah, before it hit.
I think the Chinese
right
hit us.
Took us out. So he bought it from an older dentist who had been practicing there for 45 years. He was collecting $650,000.
I hope somebody doesn't refer to me as that one day.
Well, I mean, what do you want them to say? From a young lad when you're 75?
I want to sell it before I'm the old guy.
Oh, okay. So he was collecting $650,000. In year one, he collected $1.1 million. In year two, collected $1.7 million. Is on track today for this year for $2 million. The office has 8 operatories, 7 are plumbed. He'll looking to convert the 8th operatory in the next few months, and he's in network with Delta and Cigna, but hoping to drop Cigna. But open to rethinking that. So, you know, that's one thing we may work on with him throughout the mastermind. He has two full-time hygienists and one extra one that comes in on Mondays. We're averaging 42 new patients each month. And that was kind of like his quick little intro. And then his question is, how do I know when I can bring on a 1 to 2 day part-time associate dentist, and how do I structure it? Super loaded, hard question, but basically I need to know how much in marketing I should be spending to ramp up to see for new patients for an associate.
Matt, what's up? Look forward to working with you.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
Super nice guy.
Thank you for being an amazing listener. I know you come to the show because of me and not Meredith.
I'm 25. I'm going to up myself from 20 to 25% of the talent now. I just read the question. Were you going to read the question to yourself and then answer it?
Yes. What if I had to? Oh my God. What kind of mood am I in today? So wait. Let's kind of break this down a little
bit.
Can I touch on the other question that came in?
Okay. One of our current masterminders in a group text asked, is there a mathematical formula for determining how many days you can afford an associate dentist? Corporate is luring the one I had planned to start part-time in October.
Okay. So let's kind of break this down, okay?
Yeah.
And Caroline, you got to tell me when I get long-winded and when the time's up, okay? Otherwise, I can spend a lot of time on this.
Well, let's start with the short answer is no. Yeah. There's not a mathematical formula. Kind of.
Well, in my mind, there's not a mathematical formula, okay? And so let's kind of get into this, okay? So I have not gotten a chance to talk to Dr. Matt yet, okay? So I have questions, okay? And so these are the first things that I wrote down after Meredith talked to me about this, okay? And there was no prep. We literally started this right when we started recording. And so the first thing I wrote down is, what is Dr. Matt's skill set? Okay, meaning what clinical procedures does he do? What clinical procedures does he want to do? Okay, what is the office's sales process? Meaning how do they enroll patients in treatment? How do they bring them in? What happens to them? What's the process like? I want to know the current breakdown of where the revenue comes from. How much of it is basic restorative? How much of it is regular restorative and then complex restorative, ortho, sleep, surgery, implant work, things like that. I want to know the breakdown there. And then I want to know Dr. Matt's financial flexibility. Okay.
So not that we can't get this from him prior, but if he were currently in the mastermind, we would have our tracker.
Yeah, I would know
that
all
would
of this.
Tell us all of this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I would know this stuff.
Yeah.
But so those are the things to really answer the question the way I want to answer it. So I'm going to have you make up some of this stuff, okay? Or give me scenarios if you don't mind, and we can go through this. So I want to know the current skill set, the planned skill set, the office case acceptance sales process, the breakdown of the revenue now, where's the $2 million in revenue coming from, and what is Dr. Matt's personal and practice financial flexibility. Okay. In other words, do we have money to play with, or are we living paycheck to paycheck, or, tight every month? And there's nothing wrong with being that way, especially when you're just started practice. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, all that being said, number one, I want to congratulate Dr. Matt to be essentially a solo dentist with 2 + 1 hygienist. To be able to, two full-time hygienists and then one day of a third hygienist.
So 11
hygiene days. To be doing 2 million, and I don't know if that's production or collections.
Right.
Okay, so that's another thing I don't know. Is that the fake production number?
Right.
Or is that the green dollars coming in? Mm-hmm. Or credit card swipes or whatever it is these days, okay? So I want to know that as well. Okay, number one, you're doing amazing. To buy a practice that was doing 650 and 3 years later doing 2 million, Most people listen to probably like, why do you need Mastermind? And I love that you need it and that you want it, because that tells us that you're ready to go to an amazing level.
Well, okay? That's what Mastermind's all about, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So number one. Now, all that being said, the first thing that jumped into my head was you've got 7 operatories that you're running. 2 of them are for the hygienist. Let's even call it 3 of them for the hygienist. So that means you as the dentist and your assistant team are running 4 operatories, okay? So my guess is that we're running hard to produce this $2 million.
Right.
Okay, you see how I'm seeing that, Meredith?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's my guess. I could be wrong, but the fact that you started talking about I could outfit an 8th operatory means that if you brought somebody else in, you'd need to. Or maybe I'm misreading that. Okay, maybe you're using 5 of the 7 operatories that are there, but somehow I doubt that. Okay, so All that being said, I think we can work smarter in this practice to produce the numbers, okay? So now let's kind of get to the question, okay, of the associate. How do you bring one in? Let's address this part-time, full-time issue, okay? Number one, I'm not a big, big fan of part-time associates, okay, for a couple of reasons. One is you're sharing them with somebody else, okay, and nobody likes to share anything. Well, I'm not into that kind of thing, okay, number one. Number two, you don't have control of the messaging and what they're doing somewhere else, okay? They could be a opposite style practice, which could bleed into the way they work in your practice, okay? So, you know, that's part, I like to have control of how things are run in our practice, okay?
What if, I know some people who have associates who only want to work 3 days a week.
So that's not a part-time associate to me.
Okay.
I'm not sharing that associate.
Perfect. Okay. That's exactly what I want.
That's an associate that only wants to work part time and is not getting diluted or brainwashed somewhere else.
So in their mind, they're full time because you're giving them everything.
Yeah, that's their full time.
Yep.
Okay. That's the main reason I don't like part time. Okay. Now the other reason I don't like part time is when you want to go to full time and if they got a job somewhere else, now, are they going to come to you or not come to you? Or are you going to have to get another part-time person? And then next thing you know, you got two part-time people. It's like some of the people in our mastermind, I look at their tracker and they say they have two full-time hygienists. The equivalent, they say two full-time equivalent hygienists. Okay. And I look at their tracker and there's like five hygienists listed. And I'm like, what the freak is going on? Right. You know, or doctors even, right? Yeah. I have one that has the equivalent of two associates, but there's five of them. Right. Filling in to make two full-time associates.
And then most of them have less flexibility if they're working somewhere else.
Yes.
So for our example, our associates work 4 days a week, but they're able to switch days and cover for each other.
Cover for the practice, take vacations.
Off, yeah. Where if they're working somewhere else, there's no
So they're full-time, there. But their full-time is 4 days.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's why I don't love part-time. Okay. Now, some of you are saying, well, how do I afford it? How do I not afford it? I only want to dabble in it. If you only want to dabble in it, don't dabble. Okay. Let's be in it to win it. Okay. Let's be ready to win because I want you to set up your practice for success. Okay. I want you to set them up for success. You know, who wants to come work for somewhere where they say, let's just try it and see how it works.
Yeah.
Like you're already planning on the exit.
You know, you've mentioned we have to compete with corporate. Mm-hmm. So if I was coming to work for you and you said, let's try it, and I have someone over here telling me, I'll give you 5 days a week with this guarantee and this and all these promises, like...
The lies.
But they're promises and that's luring them away. Where do you think they're going to go, right?
Yeah, of course.
And so can you blame them, at least from the beginning, until they get there? And then they're like, oh, never mind.
Or maybe they like it. That's good. Yeah. Good for them. I'm not anti-corporate. I want to be very clear to any of the people that are listening. I'm not anti-corporate. I'm very pro-dentist. Now, whether you're an employee, whether you're an owner, whether you're whatever partner, I don't care.
Yeah.
But I'm very pro-dentist. So I'm not a big believer in part-time associates. Okay. So I want them to be full-time. I want them to be dedicated to our process and our way of doing things. Okay. Now let's talk a little bit about the economics of an associate. Okay. I believe an associate needs to do about somewhere in the $1,700, $1,800 ballpark per day to have them cost you no money, okay? So on average, an associate, a dental associate, will be anywhere from $500 to $800 per day guaranteed.
Yeah, so let's say $2,000, for easy math.
Yeah, but let's even just do the $500 to $800, okay? So let's call it $800 for some. I mean, that sounds a little high to me, but that's okay. Let's just go with it, okay? Let's say the guaranteed pay is $800. You're going to have an assistant for them. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that assistant will probably make a couple of $100, okay? So we're at $1,000, okay? Let's call it electricity, blah, 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 all that stuff. So we're really, our bare cost is probably somewhere in the $1,500 ballpark, okay? To operate that person as an addition. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's incrementally adding an associate. Now, if they're replacing or adding adding on a day, and you have to team your whole office, that's a different situation. But I'm saying if I brought in somebody add on to our schedule on the same days we're already there, then roughly $1,500 a day is my bare cost, my true cost, hard cost of bringing on an associate. So my goal is, I always say to myself, what do I have to do to get them to produce $1,500 to $2,000 per day? Okay, how hard would that be? And so then I first thing I say is, if I parked a dentist in here today, okay.
Park, are they just going to drive right through the building?
Yeah, they're just going to park their car right in the building. In the back two rows, not in the front row. You know,
I know that.
You notice, I don't know if you notice, I still walk in and out the back door of the practice.
Oh, yeah.
So, but anyway, I don't want to get into my idiosyncrasies.
We can do that another day. I think we've done it before.
So if I had a dentist with nothing on the schedule every day, would they be able to produce $1,500 through same-day emergencies and same-day dentistry out of hygiene? Okay, would they kind of at least break even in that sense? If the answer is yes, I want to go in on full time. Okay, I have minimal fear of, can I afford another dentist? Mm-hmm. Now, they may not be the right cultural fit, they may not be the right clinical fit, any number of things can kind of play into that, but my mindset is that I'm ready for an associate, okay? So in Dr. Matt's situation, I think he's past ready for an associate, mm-hmm. okay? So rough numbers that I typically have used in my career was, when I hit about the $1.1, $1.2 million mark, I was ready for an associate. So that meant when I was breaking that $900 to $1 million mark, that's when I really started getting ready and planning and started looking for an associate. When I hit that $1 million mark, $1.1 million mark, and then when I got to the $1.2 million mark, I was ready. The practice was ready for an associate. So Dr. Matt, in my opinion, again, not knowing all the facts, is ready for an associate. My guess is the guy's running around like a chicken.
And I'm guessing he's working 5 days a week.
Yeah.
So when you were working 5 days a week in that scenario and you were ready for an associate, is that when you wanted to cut back your days?
Yeah. So yeah, that was part of my reason to get into this. So that kind of gets into the reasons of an associate.
Families,
are we too busy?
Seasons of life.
Do I want to have a little more time off? Do I want to focus? And this is one thing I don't think dentists really take into consideration. Do I want to focus on a specific procedure, building a practice within a practice? Like, you know, if I didn't have Shake, I couldn't build my full arch implant practice.
Right.
So when we brought Shake on as our second associate, so now that we're three dentists, my main goal then was I wanted to do more complex implant care. But I couldn't do it because I was busy doing everyday implant care, everyday complex care. And I needed to be able to offload some of that. But I don't want to get dialed into that, okay?
Yeah.
So, now.
And I would even say he may not, just from thinking out loud, he may not even need to hire another assistant right away.
No.
Because if he's running seven operatories, something makes me sound like there's probably an extra assistant or two there
laying
that
around.
Could help get the associate started and then see where things go.
So my big fear for Dr. Matt is the mindset would be, the classic mindset is that, I need more space. I need a whole double the team to bring another dentist in. I need another 42 new patients per month. I need to double the size and the volume to justify another dentist. That's probably why he's thinking 1 to 2 days.
Right.
Okay. And I look at it, we at 3D and our overall mindset is very different. I look at it as I want to give the new dentist, the associate dentist, I want to give them as much as I can give them so I create my freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to be the one not busy versus bringing in an associate and have them not be busy.
Yeah.
I want to give them as much as I can. And I trust, and I really mean this, that I trust that I can fill myself back up faster and easier and more controlled than letting the associate
with
fill themselves.
Better procedures. Yeah. Let's talk about what came in yesterday.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, podcast family. T-Bone here. Are you a dentist looking to elevate your practice and profits? Then pay close attention. Introducing the 3D Business Mastermind, the dental business coaching program designed for dentists who want to see real results. I've walked the path of practice ownership for nearly 25 years. I know your challenges. I felt your pain. This is your opportunity to overcome the chaos, the busyness, and the financial frustrations of owning a dental practice. Imagine a dental practice where your appointment book is highly productive, doing the dentistry you enjoy, your team is self-motivated, and your profits keep climbing. That's what the 3D Business Mastermind is all about. In this exclusive mastermind, you'll join a league of ambitious dentists driven to elevate their practices. You'll gain access to proven strategies, personalized coaching, and a community that understands your journey. So if you're ready to supercharge your dental practice and enjoy the success you deserve, visit www.3d-dentists.com and take the first step towards a brighter future in dentistry by filling out the 3D Business Mastermind application. Now, let's get to this week's episode.
Oh, yeah, it's a great example. Yesterday we had and I got to give kudos to our front office team, Stormy. Uh-huh. She got a call. This was quite fascinating. We had a lady call us, youngish lady. She called us.
Youngish?
40, well, she's 42, so I'm 47, so people call me old now.
Okay, keep going. Maybe just don't mention anything about her age. A nice lady.
I like to put my foot in my mouth.
Okay, all right, keep going.
So she called yesterday. She said she found our office because she Googled same day crowns. Okay. And our office popped up, which number one, shocked me that we have any Google presence in my practice.
That's
whatsoever.
All those Google reviews.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. The 500 plus Google reviews we have now. So she called our office. She called and Stormy talked to her, and Stormy knew that yesterday was a busy day. Mm-hmm. Okay. Our version of busy, maybe not busy for other people, but our version of busy, and that we didn't really have time. But Stormy asked questions like, what is the patient interested in? She found out that she had a tooth that's broken down. It's her very front tooth. She has a trip she has to go on Tuesday to out of the country, and she would like to get it fixed. Okay, those are ding, 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 ding. So Stormy went to Megan, who runs our consults and limited exams and all of that. And Megan said, absolutely, have her come in, give her a heads up that she might have to wait a little bit, but we will see her, we will assess what's going on, and we'll put together a plan of how we can address this.
Yeah.
Okay. We didn't promise to do treatment that day. We said the first step is to just to get you in and assess what's possible. Okay. Because we don't know, is this something that we saved? Is this tooth that needs to come out? Mm-hmm. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. And so the patient came in. I don't work Thursdays or Fridays. I work Tuesday. I'm embarrassed to say this. I don't know why I'm embarrassed.
You work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and some Thursdays. So don't lie to these poor people out here.
I'm scheduled. I don't want to get on this because that could be another podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. And in fact, I think that's what we should talk about next for next week's episode. Okay. Is how my schedule helps us. Okay. So she came in, Megan saw her, Megan felt that this was a patient I needed to see versus some of the other two dentists in the practice. I went in, talked to her, gave her the choices, and she says, you know, I want to get my tooth fixed. I want to go on my trip next week. I don't want anything that comes in and out. I said, great, here's the choice. Here's my guarantee to you. I'll guarantee you that you'll walk out the door, the tooth will be there, and I guarantee you that within a year or two, the tooth will break. And as long as you're okay with that and you're okay spending $2,500, I'm okay. If you're not okay with any of that, then we shouldn't do this type of treatment. Okay. And so the good news is Thursday's my day off, even though Meredith doesn't say it is, it is. And so I was able to go in today for an hour and a half, and we were able to do a post-core single visit crown and deliver her tooth. And she's able to go on her vacation next week. Okay. So that's why I want to be free.
Yes.
Okay. I don't want because I don't trust my associates. My associates are very clinically competent, but I want to be the free one. I want to get to do the fun stuff. I want to get to pick and choose because my name's on the door. I'm the one taking all the risk. So that's kind of there. So some other questions I would ask in this conversation about, am I ready to bring on an associate? What's being referred out? Okay. Because part of this is, what type of associate do I need? Am I referring out 8 endos a month? You know, that's $8,000 a month or more. You know, that's $9,000, $10,000 a month. That in of itself could pay for the associate.
Yeah.
So then I would look for an associate that does endo, or I would go learn how to do endo. You know, those are the things I'm looking at. Like, what's being referred out already that could justify the spend or the investment in an associate? And I think, if you don't mind, Meredith, I think that was one of the things that we answered for Paige. Do you mind talking about that for a second?
Of course. So, you know, we were in a group message with about 10 other masterminders. So she kind of, you know, some people bounced off some ideas, and then she kind of filled us in that she was working with T-Bone on some 4 major things, and some resources.
And then she contacted Sully, I think, for a one-on-one.
Yeah. Today. So then she, let me get back to the message. She contacted Sully, and they did kind of, you know, we laughed. We said emergency, LOL. coaching call, which is, you know, part of the mastermind. And I think they worked through things. She said, I talked through and analyzed numbers, and with the amount of money I am referring out to specialists, it makes good business sense to offer the associate a full-time position, who she was only looking to hire 1 to 2 days.
Yeah. And we're assuming the associate, let's make the assumption the associate does those procedures and or she does the procedure they're referring out.
Yes. And then she said he thinks within around 60 days after initial dip, there'll be an uptick in profitability. I'm talking with the associate this afternoon. So
yeah.
And it looked like everything went well and he accepted the offer for full time. So
yeah, because, you know, why would I go to a part-time place if I'm looking for full-time work?
Right.
You know, I assume you'd rather work at one place than two places.
Yeah.
Caroline, you'd rather work at one place than two places. You better get your act together. I'm messing with you. I like giving. Look, you're my punching bag today.
Yeah,
but I do it. No, don't
do
say that. I do it out of love, and I do it with a smile.
And if he didn't do it, you should be worried.
If he avoided me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, did you think I answered?
Yeah.
Dr. Matt's question on this one.
Yeah. I mean, I think the end all summary is you're probably more than ready.
Yeah, more than ready.
I think it's more of like a mental acceptance.
I think people need confirmation.
Yeah.
They need security.
Yeah.
And they need reassurance
yeah.
that they're going down the right path.
Well, I think one thing that I do want to mention, a little sales pitch for us. It's actually not for us. We're just hosting it. But a lot of times people are referred. I think maybe the most referred out thing is maybe endo.
Soft tissue grafting and endo.
Endo. And you always say, like, keep that endo money, keep that endo. Yeah. It's just so, you know, because.
Well, it's endo buildup crown.
Digital, right.
It's endo buildup crown.
Right.
It's not
and
the
one
endo.
Visit. Yeah. So we do have, we're hosting Comet here. Mm-hmm. They're providing a 1 day. Digital dentistry endo with their new system.
Yeah, that will be wacko name, man. Prosequak, crocodile, something.
Oh, goodness. Okay, well, that will be October 13th. So if you're interested in that, I think you can go to 3ddentist.com/endo.
Okay.
And it will be at the 3D Dentist Retreat, so you can come hang out with us.
Yeah.
One of our instructors, Dr. Kevin Fryer, will be teaching it. But, I mean, I think a lot of people, if you're not interested in endo, maybe send your an associate.
Yeah.
So that way you're kind of keeping a lot of these procedures in-house versus referring out, like yeah. we talked about.
All right, last message, and then we're going to shut it down for this episode. Look, we're all concerned about what's happening in the economy. We're unsure what's happening. And if it hasn't affected you yet, it will, I promise you. I hope it doesn't, but it will, okay? It'll affect your mindset. Maybe it'll affect you reality-wise. But here's what I know from the Great Recession of 2008, okay? I learned how to not refer things out because I had no choice. So I learned how to do implants. I learned how to take out teeth. I learned how to do socket grafting. I learned how to do endo. All of those things. That is why I'm on this kick right now of learning how to do procedures. I think we're getting ready to enter a period of time where we don't have a, we're past the COVID blip, okay? Where there was just a plethora, there's pent up demand. We're past that, okay? And so now we need to start making sure that we have foundational skills in our practice to make sure our practices are recession proof. Things like taking out teeth, things like dental implants, things like endo, things like clear aligner treatment. Those are the important things. And of course, your overall case acceptance process. Those are the core things you've got to be working on right now so that when, no matter what happens, you're going to come out of it great and you're going to come out of it even better than when you went into it. So hopefully the economy doesn't do anything sideways and things just keep moving like they've been amazing. But my guess is it's not going to be that way. And those practices that are investing in the fundamental things, things that we know work, are the ones that are going to win moving forward. So keep that in mind and have a great week. And I will see and hear and get to talk to each of you next week.